Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, since I began this show, and many times since, I have told all of my listeners, eventually the truth comes out. Eventually, no matter how hard you try to disguise the facts will out themselves. Now, we've seen this happen, and it's still happening, with COVID. We've seen this happen, and it's still happening, with the Biden administration and their cover-ups. We have seen it happen with the January 6th insurrection, and we're still seeing it happen. And now we have confirmation, thanks to the Durham report, that Donald Trump was targeted, not just by the Democratic Party, who I suppose its job it is to target him, but was also assisted by the FBI and by the media in collusion to, in theory, usurp the power of the people and elect someone else in his stead. Now, this Durham report is staggering, and all you're going to hear on mainstream media is, this is a nothing burger, this is no big deal, even Durham says there's really nothing here that's illegal. Well, let's talk about it, shall we? Because that does not pass the lab test. If you think there's nothing illegal in here, let's just dissect it a little bit. What the Durham report clearly says is that Hillary Clinton, knowing that she had probably thrown away her chances at becoming president with her email scandal, not only decided to pay for a phony dossier that would in fact link Donald Trump to being a Russian agent of sorts, but told everyone that it was the case. No one thought this was real. So let's think about this for a minute. This was not Hillary Clinton saying, well, I've devised this scheme and I'm going to make sure that I bluff everybody into thinking I truly believe this. No, she didn't do that at all. Just the opposite. She enlisted everyone's help saying this is a total scam, basically, and you all got to play along. Because if Donald Trump becomes the president, it would not be good for America. Only I will be good for America. And guess what? The FBI, whose job it is to keep their nose out of our elections, said, yeah, you're right. This would be a good idea. It would be terrible if Trump was the president. So we can't allow this to happen. I want you all to remember way, way back, when Donald Trump first said, I was spied on, my campaign was spied on by the Obama administration. And the world said, this is a highly psychotic man, paranoid, self-absorbed, never happened, absolutely ridiculous. Hell, every pundit on the news said, this is just outrageous that he can talk this way. What does he think? He must think so little of his opposition, that they would cheat and lie and make up phony things. 100% true. 100% true. Because now this Durham report clearly shows that Barack Obama and Joe Biden were both notified that Hillary Clinton was going to attempt to do this. I want to repeat that. Barack Obama, the current president of the United States of America, and his vice president clearly knew and agreed that Hillary Clinton was going to actually attempt to frame Donald Trump to prevent him from being the president of the United States. Now, we hear an awful lot on the left about insurrection and how You can't have people storming the Capitol unarmed and with absolutely zero ability to take over the government. Was there some violence that day? Yes. Was there vandalism that day? Yes. There was no attempt to take over the government. There was no attempt to unseat a sitting president or replace a duly elected president with someone who had lost, according to them, lost the vote. Can we say the same thing about this? There was a concentrated effort. This is a coup. This is what they call a coup. This is when the powers that be, and these are powers capable of doing this. Okay, Joe Schmo from some farm in Iowa is not capable of overthrowing the government with no weapons. All he has on is his MAGA hat and his cell phone. He's going to take over the government. But the FBI themselves, in collusion with the Democratic Party and in collusion with our media, who all clearly knew it was a lie, this has all come out now. It's not like we said, well, they bluffed the media. The media thought it was real. No, the media knew. Now, maybe Fox News didn't, but I will tell you this about Fox News. You have to be very careful who you trust. Very, very careful. Because I just recently heard someone on Fox News say, well, this is a terrible thing. It's, clearly it shows that Donald Trump was targeted by the Democratic Party because they felt that he was dangerous as the president, which you could make a strong argument that he might be, but you still can't do this. And, you know, he made the argument that he lost the election. And the problem with this is now the same people who clearly know that Hillary Clinton and her campaign paid for a phony dossier and the FBI was behind an investigation they clearly knew was phony, they're not going to believe anything they say now. So now when Donald Trump says the election was rigged, they're going to believe him, even though that's not the truth. That's what the guy said. What do you mean it's not the truth? How much farther can we go to rig an election than to get the FBI involved in a phony scam to unseat a president? Do you think that didn't harm Donald Trump? Do you think the fact that Adam Schiff and company constantly getting on every news channel that would have them and say we have absolute concrete evidence that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia, you think that didn't cost him votes? So now we live in an age, folks, where if this is not illegal, then what's to stop them from doing it again? What's to stop anyone from doing it again? What's to stop them from saying, we will now decide who is going to run this country? Because if this isn't illegal, we'll just do it all the time. Can you imagine a world where your vote does not count because the FBI and whatever party decides to play the dirtiest, they're going to be the eventual winners regardless of how you vote? Well, you live in that country right now, and it has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. So I do not want to hear one single person ever say to me that elections cannot be rigged. They attempted to rig this one. They failed. So in light of failing to rig it because Hillary Clinton was the worst candidate possible and kept shooting herself in the foot every time somebody put a microphone in front of her face, they decided, oh dear, this is never going to do. She's not going to win. Take a look at the polls. Remember when they said the polls say Hillary Clinton's winning by 25 points? Remember that? Donald Trump doesn't have a chance. Remember that? Those were all lies, folks. And you know how I know they were lies? Because if they weren't lies, there's no need to try to rig this election. There's no need for it. Hillary Clinton would have said, I'm up by 25 points. Let him keep talking. I don't need to make up any phony dossiers. I don't need to pay for British spies to write up phony dossiers. I don't need to bribe the FBI or collude with them to win this election. I'm winning by 25 points. They knew they weren't. They knew they were losing, and they knew they were losing big time. So what they did was they got together this phony dossier. The FBI clearly knew it was phony before they took it to a FISA court. James Comey lied to the American people. Adam Schiff lied to the American people. Remember when Peter Strzok and his quote-unquote mistress exchanged emails, and she said to him in an email, he's not going to be the president, is he? And Peter Strzok said, no, he will not. We will stop him. And if this doesn't work, we have a plan B. Well, now we know what plan B is. Remember where everybody said, well, what's plan B? There's your plan B. And that is proof positive that that man clearly understood that Hillary Clinton's information was phony, did not care, was not concerned about breaking the law in any way, shape, or form, because he and like-minded people at the DOJ believe that they are the only ones who should be able to decide who the president of the United States is. Not you, the masses that he called the unwashed masses that walk around Walmart. That's something else he said in his letter. I can smell the Trump support in Walmart. All these Trumpers, they're so stupid, of course. We couldn't possibly be intelligent enough to vote for someone. They have to do it for us. They have to be our masters. What have I told you on this show? Time and time and time again, what have I told you? They don't want to represent you. They want to be your masters. And the masters get to decide who runs things. You don't. You're the unwashed masses. That's all. They don't give one damn who you vote for, because they don't think you have the intelligence to actually make a wise decision. Now, don't hold your breath that anyone's going to jail. I don't care what Jim Jordan says. I don't care what Chuck Grassley says. I don't care what Comer says. I don't care what any of them say. Nobody's going to jail. They're just not. Durham backed out, chickened out, and said, well, you know, none of this actually reaches the level of being illegal. It doesn't. Well, I could see them saying, look, Hillary Clinton could lie about Donald Trump. Politicians lie all the time about their opponent. So, okay, she can make up a lie. But when you collude with a government organization to attempt to usurp the actual vote, that's not a crime. How is that not a crime? There are people in jail right now who did less. There are people in jail who walked around the Capitol building and took selfies. And because they did that, they are in jail. They're in prison. And they'd be in prison a damn long time. And all they really did was, well, I walked into the Capitol. I thought people were waving me in, so I thought we were allowed to come in. And I took a couple of pictures of myself in the Capitol, and next thing you know, I got the FBI hauling me to jail for being an insurrectionist, while the FBI themselves were busy trying to be insurrectionists. Let that sink in for a minute. Donald Trump has been called every single name in the book. Everything that comes out of this man's mouth, they criticize, and they have said is a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. He said Barack Obama's campaign spied on me. Lie, lie, liar, truth. He said the Wuhan virus came out of the lab in Wuhan. Liar, liar, no evidence, truth. He said that he was not a Russian agent and that Hillary Clinton had made all of this up, truth. He said James Comey was behind it along with Peter Strzok, and everybody said, oh, he's pointing fingers at the fearless, wonderful people of the FBI. He's nuts, truth. At what point do you start to realize that the only person who has told you the truth in the past, I don't know how many years, 10 years probably, is the man that everyone calls a liar? Every single thing that Donald Trump has said about what happened, about what he did, about what Joe Biden did, about what Barack Obama did, about what China did, has turned out to be the truth. And now CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all these other stations, they don't want to hear about this. So they're calling this a big nothing burger. It's no big deal. It's just, forget it. When they were telling you that this was the biggest deal since Watergate. You couldn't vote for this man because he's a Russian agent. You couldn't possibly vote for this man because he's corrupt. He's going to sell us out to Russia, 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 Russia. In the meantime, they're selling us out to China, 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 China. And when Donald Trump said that, he's covering up for his own misdeeds in Russia. Wrong. Remember when Donald Trump called the newly elected president, Zelensky, and said, I hope you're going to do something about this corruption. I hope you're going to look into it. And for that, it was called, oh, this phone call is enough to impeach him. Impeach him for what? Getting too close to the truth? Because that's exactly what it was, folks. And here's the truth. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the president, and they didn't give a damn who you voted for. I've told you this story before, and I'm going to tell it to you again. And you can believe me, or you can say I'm a conspiracy theorist. But you know what? You're running out of things to call me a conspiracy theorist over, because all my other ones have been proven true. The Democratic Party wanted Donald Trump to win the primary in 2016. The reason they wanted him to win the primary in 2016 is because they thought, incorrectly, he would be the easiest person to beat. They thought he's bound to say something crazy. He's bound to do something nuts. We're not even sure he's serious about wanting to be the president. We think he's just bloviating. So we'll do everything we can to make sure that he gets in and becomes the winner of the Republican primary. Hell, many, many, many Democrats switched their allegiance so they could vote for Donald Trump in the primary, thinking this is going to make sure Hillary wins. And then guess what happened? Their little plan backfired. And as the months and weeks went by, Donald Trump was winning. All of their inside polls showed Donald Trump winning. And they said, this can't be. Listen to the emails of Peter Strzok's mistress, who's saying, this can't be right. Is he going to win? Is he really going to be the president? No, no, honey, we'll stop him. Do you say that to somebody who's losing by 25 points? No, you don't. No, you don't. They knew he was winning, and they knew he was winning big. And they said, this is a disaster. What do we do? And then Hillary Clinton's scandal came out, and they said, this is a double disaster. What do we do? And James Comey, the same man who said, I see nothing here that would indicate that Hillary Clinton did any of this on purpose. So I think that no decent prosecutor would ever prosecute her, which is untrue. Talk to a million prosecutors, they'll tell you, yeah, there's a lot of prosecutable offenses there. Said, how do I help her? Because I hate Trump. I hate Trump because why? Because he's going to make me play by the rules. Because he's going to stop our little gang of, we'll do what we want with impotence and forget you. He's going to stop. He's going to make us sit up and fly right. And we don't want to. So Peter Strzok, Schiff, Comey, Hillary, Obama's DOJ, Obama and Joe Biden all get together and say, we're going to fix this. That's the country you live in. Now the FBI is blatantly holding back information that would clearly show that Joe Biden took money from foreign countries in lieu of political decisions that would go in their favor. Bribery, flat out bribery. When they were for these particular documents by Comer and Jim Jordan, you know what they were told? And now we're not giving them to you. We're not giving them to you. We may figure out in the future how we could possibly show you them. But as it stands right now, we're not going to release them. Okay, well, let me ask you something. Wouldn't the correct answer to something like that be, I have no idea what you're talking about. We don't have any documents that shows Joe Biden might have took money from foreign countries in lieu of political decisions. There's nothing to turn over. It doesn't exist. That's not what they said, folks. They said, yeah, we're not turning it over. Okay. Well, if there's nothing, what are you not turning over? Correct? So you've just basically admitted you have it. You basically said it does exist. We're just not going to give it out until we can figure out a way to make it look like he's okay. I don't know how long this has been going on in this country, folks. I shudder to think. But I will say this. I don't think it's been going on much longer than the Obama era. I think Barack Obama was the beginning of what some people will call the New World Order. I think they figured this is our first stab at it. We're going to get Obama in here for 8 years. He's going to start the ball rolling, and Hillary will be our girl when everything needs to come down. They thought they had all their ducks in a row. Donald Trump proved them wrong. I want you to understand this. I don't care if you hate the man. I don't care if you wouldn't vote for him if he was the last person on earth. Everything he said was the truth. I want you to remember that. Everything that a lot of you people pointed your fingers at and said, that idiot. Yeah, Obama really spied on him. Yeah, Hillary made all this stuff up. Yeah, he didn't really try to bribe Zelensky. Yeah, he didn't call up Georgia and ask them to find votes that weren't there. All of this stuff that Donald Trump clearly explained, everything I did was fine. I didn't do anything wrong, has been proven to be correct. Everything. And you know what that means? That means he hasn't lied to you about important things. You know what the left will say? Oh, he's lied. He said he built this and he really, it was somebody else's money. Listen, does he brag? Of course he brags. Does he say things in jest that's kind of like half true? Yeah. Come down to the actual political meanderings. Everything he said is correct. He looked the American people dead in the eye. Didn't run away from it like Joe Biden is running away from it right now. He didn't run away from it. He looked the American people dead in the eye and said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have absolutely no collusion with Russia. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. My phone call to Zelensky was perfect. Absolutely no idea what you're talking about when you're telling me that I'm making up that Barack Obama's administration spied on me. He was right. He called this thing a witch hunt. It was exactly that, folks. It was exactly that. And if people do not go to prison for this, I want you to understand that there's nothing to stop them from doing it again. If there's no penalty, why wouldn't you do it again? Oh, no big deal. No harm, no foul. So if you walk into a store and you grab $300-$400 worth of stuff and they say, thank you, sir, have a nice day. And you say, oh, you knew I took stuff? Yeah, we don't care. You going to go back and do it again? I think you probably would. So they're caught. They don't care. They have no shame. There are people who are flat out saying, well, it was an act of patriotism. We had to stop Donald Trump. We had to. We couldn't let him become a president. Why not? What did he do that was so horrible? I can't think of anything. Unemployment at its lowest rate. Manufacturing coming back to the United States of America. Gas the lowest it's ever been. Total 100% oil independence. Other countries respected us and feared us and was not monkeying with us or attempting to start wars. What was not the like? I forget. Remind me again. Because he called Rosie O'Donnell fat. Here's a newsflash. Rosie O'Donnell is fat. Like calling somebody who's bald, bald. So he just told the truth. Hey, Rosie, you're fat. Yeah, she is fat. I don't get this. From the very beginning, I've told you all about Donald Trump. There is no logic to the amount of hatred that the left has for him and some people on the right. So if you have no logical reason, then you have to look deeper. And now we know what the logical reason was, don't we? They all feared for their own asses. Because they knew if Trump figured this whole thing out, they're all supposedly going to prison. What they didn't count on is Durham, who's a lifelong Democrat, being honest enough to say, yeah, the FBI screwed this whole thing up and Hillary paid for it, but, you know, there's nothing here as far as criminal. Nothing as far as criminal. Perfectly fine. To lie to the American people directly to their face and have an organization that's supposed to protect Americans, usurp their power to vote and say, it doesn't matter. It's not going to matter who you vote for. We're going to take care of it. If he is elected, we're just going to impeach him. We're going to make sure. Now I'm going to tell you something else that's going to scare the hell out of you. How many times did they try to impeach Donald Trump? They succeeded twice, threatened to do it a third time. They really wanted to remove him from office. And you know who that would have left in charge? Mike Pence. You know why we're not attempting to get Joe Biden out of office? Because we don't want Kamala Harris. I can't tell you how many people say Biden is really bad, but I mean, what are you going to do? If you do get him out of office by hook or by crook, Kamala's the president. And that's going to be a total crap show. I wonder why they didn't think Mike Pence was going to be a crap show. I wonder why they didn't think Mike Pence would be all that bad. Something to think about, isn't it? Oh, we'd be okay with Mike Pence. Not that big of a deal. Food for thought, right, folks? Food for thought. Every single thing that in this Durham report 100% exonerates Donald Trump. There is nothing that says, well, he did do this. And this obviously raised some eyebrows. No, there's nothing like that. The Durham report, and I've read it, clearly says, you can read it too. It's online, by the way. The Durham report clearly says the FBI had no grounds to even start investigating. They clearly knew that Hillary Clinton, who is his political opponent, paid for this information. And here's how it worked. Hillary Clinton said to the FBI, here's the information I paid for. It's phony. But it could be verifiable. And they said, okay, well, you know what? Let's see if we can verify it. They offered someone $1 million to verify it. Couldn't verify it. So they said, well, we don't need it verified. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send it to the media, and the media is going to report it. And when the media reports it, we're then going to say, see, even the media knows it. Even the media knows that this is true. And now our job is to these brave reporters who have searched so hard and found the truth, we're going to now open an investigation. No, you're the ones that supplied the information. It would be like me saying, whatever listener is listening to me right now, robbed a bank. And I go to the FBI and say, so-and-so robbed a bank. And they say, can you prove it? No, I cannot prove it. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We'll leak to the media that so-and-so robbed a bank. And then I guess some idiot from CNN comes on and says, did you know so-and-so robbed the bank? And then the FBI says, he did? Well, we're going to have to look into that. That's what happened, folks. FBI used the media to leak the story, so when the media reported it, the FBI could then jump on it and say, oh, wow, these great reporters dug deep and found information, and now the FBI will take it. You're the ones who leaked it to begin with, knowing it wasn't true. So there were people who won Pulitzer Prizes. Pulitzer Prizes for their articles and their great fact-checking on Donald Trump, the Russian agent. Are they going to have to give those back? Are they going to have to apologize to the American people for blatantly lying and knowing that they were lying and knowing that there was not one fact, not one, corroborated, not one? The short answer is nothing's going to happen to them. The longer answer is there's a difference between being a very sharp political rival and exaggerating what your opponent may be like and literally trying to steal an election. Hillary Clinton is an evil person. James Comey had the nerve to write a book about what a wonderful man he is, what an upstanding bastion of law and order he is. He is a crook. He is a con man. And he is evil. And maybe worse than all those, he thinks he's better than you. He thinks you don't deserve to choose the president. Only they do because they're smarter than you. Only they do because they know more than you. Only they do because they make more money than you. They hate you. Donald Trump has said this 1,000 times. It's not me they hate. It's you. It's just that I'm standing in their way. He is 1,000% correct. They hate you, the common people, with every fiber of their body. They have zero respect for you. They have proven they have zero respect for you. They think you're idiots and morons who will buy anything they're selling. And largely, they've been right. But people are waking up now. Now you're going to say, well, this all sounds very hopeless. What do I do? How do we fight back against this? What are we supposed to do as just average people? You got to fight back with your vote, folks. You got to fight back with your vote. You just can't sit around on election day and say, I hope so-and-so don't win. You got to get out there. And it's not just the presidential elections. It's the local elections. It's the statewide elections. It's any election that you can. You have to make these people pay because the majority of them, not all of them, but the majority of the left have proven themselves to be evil people, horrible people who hate you with every fiber of their being. And while they're saying, we're for you, no, they're not. No, they're not. I've just heard the ultimate disgrace. And that is that our current mayor, Eric Adams, is going to give the eulogy at the funeral of the man who died on the subway car after threatening to kill and attack innocent people. Think about that for a minute. Did he give the eulogy at the funerals of everybody who was pushed in front of a subway car? Did he give the eulogy at the funerals of people who were attacked in the alleyways and beaten to death by the very people that my city, has let out? No, he didn't give the eulogy for any of those people. Only for this guy. Only for this guy who punched a 60-some-odd-year-old woman in the face. Only for this guy who tried to abduct a 7-year-old girl. And what did the media do? They show you a picture from 15 years ago when he's a Michael Jackson impersonator earning money on the street by dancing and singing. Oh, wasn't he such a wonderful, happy-go-lucky man? Do you see him here, how wonderful he is? They know different. Did they tell you about the 7-year-old he tried to abduct? No, they did not. Tell you about the senior citizen he punched in the face and broke her jaw? No, he did not. They did not. They don't want you to know it. They don't think you need to know it. Because what they want to show you is, here was a poor man. According to AOC, this is exactly what happened. A poor man stumbled onto the subway saying, I can't stand it anymore. I'm so hungry. I'm willing to do anything. Please, someone give me food. And a rotten bastard white supremacist jumped up and said, why, you miserable son of a, and choked him to death and said, there, good for you. That's what AOC wants you to believe happened. In her world, that is what happened. Unfortunately, she lives in a dream world. And what really happened is this man said, I don't care if I go to jail. And he threatened people with physical violence. And before it got out of hand, this man put him in a chokehold. Later on, you will clearly see in a videotape, he let him go. And the man was still conscious, still breathing, and still alive. He did not murder the man. I'm waiting for the toxicology report to come back, and I can guarantee you this man was hyped up on everything he could get in his system. But they don't want that narrative. They don't want a brave American patriot had enough of violent thugs threatening innocent people who are doing nothing but trying to live their life and said, I'm not going to have it. You want to play these games, you pay the price. And I'm going to put you in a chokehold. And if you got so many drugs in your system that it causes you to have a heart attack, well, you did it to yourself. No, that's not the narrative they want. So our brave Mayor Eric Adams is going to go out there and say, another man who looks just like me. How come it has to be race? See how they race bait you? How come, what's the difference whether he looks like Eric Adams? What's the difference? I know what the difference is. The innuendo is, he was a white supremacist, because much like Joe Biden said, of course, white supremacy is the number one threat to America. White supremacy is. Now, I can tell you that I may not have been on earth as long as Joe Biden or Donald Trump or most of these politicians, But I have traveled and I've lived a pretty good life as far as meeting people. I've never met a white supremacist. I just never have. I've met people who are racist, both black, white, Asian, Spanish. I've met them. I've never met someone who said, I'm a white supremacist. I've just never have. And I doubt you have either. Because it doesn't exist, except in the far reaches where there was some KKK, and guess what? That was Democratic Party nonsense. I'm sure there are a few that exist. They're not the number one problem in the world today, folks. They're not in the top 100 problems in the world today. But they're going to have you think it is. And they're going to vilify this poor ex-Marine who stood up for himself because they can't have that. They just can't have that. Just like they can't have Donald Trump standing up for himself. Take him off of Twitter. Don't allow him on Facebook. Take down his videos from YouTube. He's telling the truth. We can't have the American people telling the truth. It might shatter the glass of our illusion. Well, the glass has been shattered, folks. The glass has been shattered. Donald Trump was right about COVID. Donald Trump was right about the Clinton administration. Donald Trump was right about the Biden administration. Donald Trump was right about the Obama administration. Donald Trump was right about how Germany was going to fall if they bought gas from Russia. He was right about NATO. He was right about the Ukraine. He was right about Russia. He was right about China. Shall I go on? He was right about everything. And they can't stand him for it. And now the truth is coming out. Because you can't hold the truth back forever. Eventually the truth comes out. I know a lot of people got very mad at me when I said, you can't trust Fox News. You just can't trust them. And what ended up happening? Fox News for years said, you can't silence the voices of America. Freedom of speech. We must have it or we are nothing as a nation. Damn Twitter. Damn YouTube. Damn Facebook for doing this to the American people. But then when Tucker Carlson got a little too close to the truth, it's, shut him up. Can't have him saying those things. He's getting too close to the truth. That's exactly what happened, folks. It's exactly what happened. Tucker Carlson wasn't fired because he said some negative things about some producer that worked there. You think they're going to get rid of Tucker Carlson ahead of the producer? When he's drawn 3 million plus viewers and he's the top show on cable? Hey, they're going to get rid of the producer. Right? He was getting too close to the truth. The fact is, just days before he was fired, apparently, some of the owners of Fox News had some calls with Zelensky and some members of his party. Tucker Carlson was saying, I don't think we should be sending all this money to the Ukraine. Why don't we put some efforts toward actually trying to make some peace instead of furthering the war? Can't have that. When Donald Trump said it at the CNN supposed town hall, that was really just a debate. No, I don't root for either side. I want an end to the war. He's the most horrible human being on planet Earth. Why? Because you don't want war? Think about it, folks. Think about it very carefully. Everything Donald Trump said is correct. Everything he said is correct. And they hate him for it. And they vilify him for it. And they call him a liar, which is so ridiculously amusing. Donald Trump tells his stories, and he says, sir, the general came in and said, sir, we can't build Air Force One for less than this much money. No, that's unacceptable. Now, is he exaggerating? Probably. Probably he is, to tell a good story. Just like when he starts to tell his jokes, you exaggerate. That's what a comedian does, right? He's entertaining you. but he wasn't lying to you when he was talking about actual policy. And then I said, well, he said, I heard a guy on Fox News say, well, you know, he's sitting there praising Putin. He's sitting there praising Kim Jong-un. Well, let me ask you a question, Einstein's at Fox News. If you were going to work together with someone, let's say some journalist from Fox News is going to work together with another journalist, and they say to that other journalist, what's your opinion of that guy? And you say he's an idiot. He's a horrible journalist. He never should have a platform to spew his stupidity. He probably writes with a crayon, and he should be in third grade. And you got to work with him. How's that going to work? Is that going to work well? Don't you understand that Donald Trump said those things about Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin because he needed to work with them? And he needed to show, as much as I may not really respect you, I'm going to say in public that I do. I'm going to say in public you're a nice guy. I'm going to say in public that I think you're doing an okay job. Then when the negotiations hit, you're going to see how hard I am. There was no president, name me one, not even Reagan. There was no president harder on Russia than Donald Trump. Not one. Not one. Yet he was Vladimir Putin's puppet. How come he didn't say that about Joe Biden when the very first thing he did was close down our pipelines and give Putin his back, which basically funded the Ukraine war, basically funded it? How come he didn't say that? Huh? We're living in loony land, but worse than loony land, folks, we're living in a corrupt society. And they think you don't notice. Because I've said for a very long time, they underestimate you. They think you're lazy. They think you're stupid. They think you're the unwashed masses. And they are the elitists who they have all the power. They have all the knowledge. They have everything. You, stupid peasant, go to work and you're a plumber or an electrician, or maybe you just toil away on the streets as a road worker, or perhaps you're a dentist or something. You don't know nothing. Here I am in the halls of justice. I know what I'm talking about, and I should be the one that makes those decisions, not you. What do you peons know? Your vote shouldn't count. We'll tell you what's best for you. That's how they think, folks. That's how they think. The truth is, and I want you all to know the truth, I grew up thinking and being told by my parents, the people who run the country, they're the best of the best. They're the people who study the hardest, work the hardest. They're the most honest, the ones with the most integrity. They're the ones who dedicate their lives to making sure we have a voice. Then I grew up and realized the overwhelming amount of politicians in this country are dumb as a box of rocks, lazy as they possibly can be, and any average person working in a deli making a ham sandwich would probably be better than them and probably be able to outsmart them. They may be book smart, but they're common sense stupid. And they just don't get it. To this day, they don't get it. CNN now is launching a Donald Trump now, new report says Donald Trump knew when he took those classified documents that he wasn't supposed to have them. Do you understand? We do not give one single damn. Look over here. Don't worry about the Durham report. Donald Trump had classified information. Yeah, and so did Joe Biden, who had no right to them because he wasn't even the president. He was the vice president. And if you look up that status, you'll find out that you're not allowed to have any of those. Where did he get them? How come you're not asking him those questions, Joe? We could understand if you were the president, you might have some. You weren't the president. Some of these go back to when you were a senator, Joe. How come you have classified documents as a senator? How come? You hear anybody asking Joe Biden that? Do you hear a special on CNN saying, Joe Biden illegally took classified documents? No, you don't. You don't. They're trying everything they can, and that includes some of the Republicans, to get you not to vote for Donald Trump. And I'm going to warn you ahead of time, you're probably not going to like what I'm about to say, some of you. They're going to try to push anybody they can on you anybody they can, except Donald Trump. So be prepared. Because unfortunately, some of our Republican Party, while they may be really good guys, and they may be running for president for all the right reasons, they're not going to be able to drain the swamp because they're not aware there is a swamp. Donald Trump dove into the swamp. He knows where they are. He knows who they are. Some of them are Republicans. A lot of them are Republicans. And I'm sorry to tell you that no other candidate is going to be able to clean house like he's going to. If you want a different candidate, wait until 2028. Wait until 2028. By that time, Donald Trump will have cleaned house. What they're hoping is to split the party. They're hoping that Trump supporters will get mad at the people who don't want Trump, and the people who don't want Trump will get mad at the Trump supporters, and they'll say, well, we're not voting then. Donald Trump didn't win, we're not voting. My candidate didn't win, then we're not voting. That's what they're hoping for, folks. And they think you're stupid enough to fall for that. They honestly do. They think you're stupid enough to fall for that. So here's what you got to do. I think the candidate should be, and the next president of the United States should be, Donald Trump. For many reasons, but the most obvious is he's the man they fear. If he wasn't the man they feared the most, why do you keep trying to stop him using every illegal means? Do you understand that some people thought when they were doing what they were doing that they could go to federal prison for the rest of their lives? How come they did it? What is it about Donald Trump they fear so much? What is it? Do you see them doing that for any other Republican candidate? No, you don't, because they don't fear them. That's why I want Trump for 4 more years. Then you give me another good choice, and I'll be glad. I'll be glad. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm voting Republican no matter who gets the nomination. But if it's not Donald Trump, I can tell you this. We're never going to know how the hot dog is made. We're just not going to. Because there are people running that just don't have that experience. They don't know. It's going to take them longer than the 4 years or even 8 years to find out. Donald Trump came in as an outsider, dove headlong into the swamp, realized at an early stage a lot of them were Republicans right along with the Democrats, and that's why they feared him the most and they needed him removed. And now we know that everything he has said, 100% correct. 100% correct. No lies told, folks. You know who the liars were? CNN, MSNBC, Adam Schiff, James Comey, Peter Strzok, James Clapper, John Brennan. The list goes on and on and on. And they're lying to you yet today. And they'll keep right on lying to you. Because much like the Durham report says, there's really no offense here that rises to the level of actual punishment. They know there's no punishment for their lying either. They think you're still going to vote for them. They think you're just an idiot who says, you know what? My life was better under Donald Trump. I think I'm going to go to the ballot box and vote for Donald Trump. But on the way, some guy's going to say, hey, Mac, orange man bad. Oh, okay, I'll vote for the other guy. That's how dumb they think you are. Total lack of respect for you. And you know who they respect the least? They call everybody else in every other party a racist. The biggest racists walking the face of this earth is the Democratic Party. They think so little of African Americans that they think we've got you wrapped right around our finger. You don't believe me? What did Joe Biden himself say? If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. That's what Joe Biden said. So basically, Lily White, Joe Biden says, I know what black is, and black means you vote for me or you turn in your card. And you know what? The majority of you still voted for him. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Honestly, you should be. You should take a damn good look in the mirror and ask yourself, why did I do that? Why did I vote for a blatant racist? Why did I vote for a man who documented, gave the eulogy at the funeral of a Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard and called him his political mentor? I didn't make that up. Go look it up. That they literally have you wrapped around their finger because they just say, they're going to take away this, they're going to do that, they're going to put you all back in chains. You know, oh my God, Donald Trump is a racist. None of you stop and say, wait a minute, how come he's a racist that Al Sharpton gave all kinds of awards to? How come he's a racist when Oprah had him on the show a million times saying what a wonderful man he is? How come Jesse Jackson said he was such a wonderful guy and such a helpful person to the African-American community until he decided to run for president? How come? Think about it. Doesn't pass the laugh test. Donald Trump said something very true to the African-American community. He said, what do you have to lose? Just vote for me. Well, the majority of you didn't, but guess what you saw anyway? You saw the numbers of unemployment for African-Americans go to a lowest amount it had ever been. You saw new home buyers in the African-American community go to the highest it's ever been. And you still voted them out because Orange Man bad. And we have to listen to the news. I encourage every single one of my listeners, every single show, to just fact check everything I say. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to believe me. I don't expect you to. But here's what I do expect. I do expect that when you do that and you find out, yeah, he was right. Yep, that's right. Yes, he said that and that was the truth. Maybe you'll give me the respect to understand that I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. And you can accept that truth or you can throw it away and say, yeah, he's a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. But as I said in the beginning, I'm running out of conspiracy theories fast because all of them are coming true. So can we hope for anything to come out of this? Well, the only thing we can hope to come out of the Durham report is that voters wake up and say, we're not doing this anymore. Donald Trump was right. We were idiots. We got led astray. You know, it's no sin to be wrong. It's no sin if someone lies to you and you believe them. It is if you keep right on doing it, though. So now you are fully aware, as educated voters, that you were lied to, you were taken for granted, and you were thought of as sheep who would follow anything they say. So now you have a choice. You can either prove them correct again, or you can tell them we're done. This isn't happening anymore. Whoever you say to vote for, I'm voting for the exact opposite. And see what happens. Just see what happens. See how quick they turn on you. You don't have to believe me. Every single African-American that's in the Republican Party, they call an Uncle Tom. They called one guy the black face of white supremacy, as if that makes sense. And got away with it. Literally got away with it. There was no riots. There was no African-American uprising saying, how dare you say that about Larry Elder? How dare you call him the black face of white supremacy? Who the hell do you think you are? Nope. Everybody just said, oh, is he? I guess I won't vote for them. Because if you don't, they're going to win again. Because if you think they're not going to try to cheat again, you must be out of your mind. They're not going to get punished this time. They're going to double down and try much harder in 2024, especially if Donald Trump gets the nomination, especially if he does. So you're going to have to make sure that they can't cheat more than you can vote. And that means you have got to vote your interests. And Joe Biden ain't it. People like Elon Musk who says, I'm for freedom of speech, and I'm this, and I'm that. Who'd you vote for? I voted for Biden. Well, then you're an idiot. Don't tell me you're the smartest man on the planet. You're a damn idiot. Everybody who pulled that lever for Donald Trump is smarter than Elon Musk. Oh, they may not be more educated. They may not be able to build a rocket. But they're still smarter than him when it comes to common sense because they realize Joe Biden's a fraud and an idiot. And guess what? Elon Musk wasn't smart enough to do that. He thought he was legit. Oh, Biden will be good. That is real good. And much like any typical elitist, and Elon Musk is one, Kim, are you sorry you voted for him? I just wish we could get a normal president that's not, you know, crazy, just a normal yeah, because you can't just say, oh, are you kidding? He pulled the wool over my eyes. Man, was I ever wrong. You know, I have a friend, a very good friend, who voted for Barack Obama the first time. He had no trouble telling me, you know, he pulled the wool over my eyes. But not the second time he didn't. By the time his second term came around, I'm like, no way. You're not fooling me with this anymore. There's no shame in being fooled. There is a shame in not being able to admit it and say, I'm just going to keep right on getting fooled so I look like I don't have to apologize. You were flim-flam, folks. And I got a newsflash for you. And I don't care how many people at Fox get mad, and I don't care how many people in blog talk land get mad. Donald Trump didn't lose this election. Not fairly, he didn't. Voting machines may not have been rigged. The laws were changed illegally. We now have this whole dossier thing that was crazy. If they'll go to those lengths, then you're going to tell me they wouldn't do more than that? You're going to tell me it's absolutely impossible that they would plant people in these voting places to cheat? Really? When the FBI themselves is involved in something like this, it's too much to assume they might do more? Who's really the conspiracy theorist here? Huh? Who's really the person who's got the blinders on? Because I don't think it's me. Anyway, folks, all of you people, every single one of you, who stood your ground and said, I don't believe a word of this. I think this is all lies. It's all made up nonsense. It's all conspiracy of the DOJ and the Clintons and every other conceivable criminal, for lack of a better word. You were right. You were right. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care if you blow up balloons at a kid's birthday party or you dig ditches. You're smarter than the people out in California who think they're the elites, who fell for all this nonsense and said, oh, Donald Trump is such a bad man. The difference is they're too proud to admit they're wrong. You guys didn't vote for Trump the first time. We need to do it this time, folks, because America needs a really good flushing. And Trump's the only one who can pull the handle on the toilet.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.